Hey there, everybody. It is Suzanne back with another energy update. And I am super excited to share this one because everybody is going to hit that point in their life sometime when they are making a very big change. And oftentimes this comes when someone is at the point of moving out of their third dimensional life, meaning their corporate world, if it's corporate, they're being a mom, they're whatever, and moving into that what we would call maybe retirement time or more me time. Regardless, we human beings are scared of change. And it's really important for us to understand, you know, how many people, it makes me laugh when we think about all the people that are looking so forward to retirement, and we work all those years to put all that money away, and you know, we work and work and work really hard to be able to have fun, and then God forbid we actually make that jump, and not that I'm laughing at this part, but we make that jump and then we don't know what to do with ourselves. And oftentimes this is when we get sick, or we leave the earth plane because that body sadly doesn't know how to go from that third dimensional frequency of go, do, having to, all that structure, all that stress, all that putting the energy out for the future and not being in the moment. And then we get to that space and place of that moment and that freedom and that being present, and we don't know how to do it. These human bodies just don't know how to do it. My goal in teaching energy and working as a practitioner and doing classes and things like this is to hopefully share with you that we need to be training our bodies at all times to be all things. I think it isn't a this or a that. And I think it's such a shock to the system when we as a human body have been striving with this meat and bone and emotion and mental factors to, you know, push and go and do, and then, oh my God, freedom. This is why people can't even, by the way, relax on vacation, or we're so incredibly stressed to go on vacation, and then we're stressed when we come back from vacation because we don't know how to just be. And this particular client that I had is a lovely lady who I've worked with several times, and she is at the age where she has her own company, and she is starting to think about the steps on how to move toward retirement and selling her company or giving it to, you know, her family or whatever. She's got some options. And I think that it's so interesting because her little brain is working so hard on how to make that step. And so you don't have to be a retirement person when you're listening to this. You can also be a mom that's letting the kids go now because they're in college, or you can be in anything. This is all relative. It's that next step of change, especially if that next step of change is kind of moving towards what we would think of as more free. Again, it's very hard because most all of us are pushing ourselves through these 3D world kind of actions because of the core beliefs that we grew up with. And the core beliefs that we grow up with sort of like create the consciousness container of how we perceive and integrate into our life scenarios. And this particular gal had some really difficult core issues having to be with her father. And really, at this point in age, still holds a lot of resentment and sadness from really not a great initial experience with father. And when that happens, oftentimes we will take on the thing that we lacked with that relationship. For example, if my father abandoned me, or he wasn't around, or he didn't feel like he was giving me enough attention, I will be the one that will give everyone attention. I can swing that pendulum as I'm older. I can be there for absolutely everyone. I can make everyone feel safe because I didn't feel safe. I can go overboard, above and beyond on behalf of everybody else, and myself comes last because that reverse of that belief system experience from the beginning is how I present myself and show up in life. And that is very, very oftentimes how many, many adults become that human doing machine. That human doing machine, sadly, is validated by society and most all of us as successful. You know, we look at that as a successful person. And you know, success is relative. And again, you don't have to believe anything I'm saying here either. So if it doesn't resonate, let it go. But monetary success, stuff success, things success, even if the company is great and successful, it still doesn't let go of that underneath push, that underneath letting go of. I pick a card every time I do client work, and hers was the forgiveness card. And when, as we were progressing through the session, it became very clear that the forgiveness card was what she needed to really examine on letting go of herself, forgiving all of the resentments and the fears and the anger that she still had from childhood in terms of this father relationship. It can indeed also represent forgiving the actual father itself, but that's here nor there. It's really letting yourself off the hook and letting go of those energies that are holding you down in terms of an energy leak and draining you in terms of your highest and best. And so it's very important for us to know that these core belief systems will then create that container of reality on how we work through life. Everybody else sees that as successful, a successful company, lots of monetary gain, lots of things, lots of ego, and that's all fine and dandy. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what I'm saying is that when that's all gone and we haven't done the work to let go of the belief, we haven't done the work to actually learn how to fill our own container, that we haven't done the work to know that I am worth and I am value, not attached to any monetary outcome and or 3D outcome. If we haven't done that work, then the day that we do let go of whatever that 3D package is, and in this case, it's our own company, it can shake the actual existence to the core. And we find ourselves oftentimes in those points of life really depressed. It can be the same thing as a mother. If my entire self-worth, image, and value system is wrapped up in raising X amount of kids, and when those kids are gone, I find myself not knowing who the hell I am, or how I relate, or how I show up in life. And this is very, very common for all of us because we put all of our eggs in one basket, if we want to use that metaphor. And then all of a sudden, I got nothing. I got an empty basket. And it's really, really important for us to understand that oftentimes we will also bring in relationships, partners, that balance out that thing that I don't have. And in this particular case with this client, she's female, but she holds all that male energy because she's still trying to make up for all that male energy she didn't get from father. So she holds male energy, which it doesn't matter if we're male or female. We have both, and we choose which one drives us. And in her case, it's that go-go, have-to, need-to male energy. So the partner that she brings forward is very female energy, even though he's a gentleman. Female energy in terms of really compassionate, really go with the flow, really kind of just like lets things roll. And it's very, very common that at the beginning of that relationship, I really honor that and I value that and I need that because it feels like it completes me or balances me. Eventually, what happens with those kinds of relationships, if they're so imbalanced, I'm holding this, you're holding that, is we start to resent one another. We start to not like what we saw that we liked in the beginning because of the fact that I lack it in myself. So again, we're drawn to somebody for attributes that seem to help us balance ourselves, but ultimately resent that because we don't hold them within ourselves. And then we envy that in the other, and it causes a lot of trouble. In this particular client case, they're not at that trouble point, but I was pointing out how different the energy fields are between these two people as a partnership in a relationship. And when this particular client's fuel is going to be gone in terms of 3D, meaning her company, her ego, her value system, it's going to be very, very difficult to survive in a partnership relationship when the gentleman is still holding his female compassionate helper stuff and she doesn't have her fuel. His helper stuff will then start to aggravate, most likely. I'm not saying this will happen to them, but this is the way energy usually works, is that will start to aggravate because then that one feels like I have to be fixed or you're going to be in my way or it's all about you, you know, you overdoing me now and I don't have my fuel anymore, and on it goes. And this is when oftentimes marriages break up after we retire, or partnerships break up, or, you know, when I was younger, I always thought, God, that's so weird that people leave each other after their kids are gone. What, you know, that's ridiculous. By then you should really know each other. It's actually the other way around. By then you're finally realizing that you don't know each other because you haven't done the work to be yourself throughout the entire time. So my goal in teaching these things is to be aware of that. I don't care if you're, you know, in your college age, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. It's important for us, in my opinion, to find that fuel factor and that balance between male, female within ourself, and understand that our 3D/5D lives has a balance as well. Meaning, we currently still reside in the 3D, which is a, you know, real life, we're here, season, cycle, time, stuff, I can tangibly touch it, which is where most of our careers lie. And then we get to these places where we have a spiritual journey, and I'm, you know, activating my higher self, and I'm meditating, and I'm finding my highest good. And oftentimes those feel like two distinct different sandboxes that we're playing in. And I flip my toys from one sandbox to the other, or I have two distinctly different sets of toys in each sandbox. And what one wants to do, if they choose, which I hope you do, is to figure out the synergy between those sandboxes. They're all the same sandbox if we let them be. We will always be challenged in 3D, egoic, proving ourselves, because we're in a collective soup out here. And no matter how zen and balanced I am in that 5D, I'm still going to get my ass kicked when I watch the news, or I'm with a family structure that I grew up with that's different, or I get together with old friends, or I'm in the coffee shop. And we're always going to really find that 3D fuel somewhere along the way to ignite old belief systems. So the goal is to go in and find those old belief systems. And in this client's case, it's still that not being good enough for dad. Dad left. I have to prove myself. I have to be that male energy. I have to have charge and control. If we don't clear those systems in our spiritual journey and integrate that 5D into 3D and 3 into 5D, 5 meaning I'm transcending all of that. I am going with the flow. I'm in a love of oneness and all. If we learn how to synergize that bit by bit as we go along and be present, and that fear, the dualistic flip of those different frequencies, then we are getting somewhere, because then we are starting to understand I already am a beautiful human being just because I'm a being. I don't have to prove it because I work or because I have a relationship, or on and on it goes. When we are getting in this situation of understanding these two different sandboxes, I think it's really, really critical for someone who is starting to contemplate a huge change in life, a change in relationship, a change in a work pattern, you know, a divorce, a marriage, retirement, all of these big changes in life, letting kids go to college, etc. When we're getting to these, I think it's really critical to be, before that actual happening, planting seeds on where that growth wants to go. And we don't have to 100% know where that growth is taking us. We don't have to know how that's going to show up in our life or play out. We don't have to know the full narrative. We just get to plant seeds. And planting seeds means, for example, I was explaining to my client the other day, if I've always had maybe a dream or a yearning or a passion for essences and oils, you know, was really, really drawn to the feeling of, I'd like to know more about oils, but I'm running this big fat company and there's a someday out there. The seeds are, maybe while I'm still running my company, I take an oils class, or I start to learn about herbology, or I start to get some books and spend some time with it. So that as I move towards letting go of that 3 and moving more into 5, those seeds are already planted, so that I am aware of the places, spaces, and things that promote and foster joy, that are already planting and starting to bloom and grow into passion, magic, enchantment, all of those things that are available to me. I can't go from one sandbox to the other that fast, if we want to use that verbiage, without kind of feeling the loss and hanging on to the ego of that third dimensional thing I'm walking away from. What one wants to do if they choose is to ignite the seeds of the passion and allow that passion to foster and grow and allow that wonder and that awe that then hopefully, if it happens organically, turns into almost thirst and then an insatiable hunger for, oh my gosh, I get to do this. I can't wait. It's happening. I'm doing it. I already am here. I want more. And boom, we're sliding right into that next phase of life because I get to, and this is awesome, and I'm choosing this versus I gotta move forward from this thing I used to love. It is a really, really, really important way to look at it, if you choose to, in terms of how we transform that ego of a third dimensional ego and ignite a fifth dimensional passion. So there's nothing wrong with a third dimensional ego. Don't get me wrong here. A lot of us are really, really dependent upon our jobs, our titles, our 401ks, our money, all of that stuff. And you know what? If that's what drives you, so be it. That's great. I, in my personal journey, learned that can get ripped right out from under you very quickly. And I don't ever want to see anybody necessarily be as confused as my body was that I felt like the whole entire third dimensional rug got ripped out, taken away, and I got dumped on by the 5D and confused because I didn't know where I stood. I didn't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to even understand this seeding process. And that's why I do the work that I do now, that I try to share opportunities, thoughts, ideas, concepts. And if they resonate, great. And if they don't, do something else or don't do it at all. But I know for a fact that my body, personally, as well as very many of my clients over the years, that's a shock to the system. And we don't need to do that shock to the system because a shock to the system then shuts down the system. A shock to the system cuts off the energy fuel, which then cuts off the chakra fuel, which then affects the actual body parts, which then starts to create dis-ease and disease. And disease doesn't always have to be physical, but oftentimes it is when we make these rapid major changes in life. But disease can also be depression. I mean, think of how many people lose their life, their personality, their ego, their purpose when that third dimensional whatever package is taken away from them. And it's all basically fake because our third dimensional ego is made up. It's a projection of. It isn't our higher version of self. Our higher version of self is here for service to self and service to others in terms of highest and best, joy, flow, ease, grace, compassion, empathy, working together. And this is all available to us not only as an individual, but as a collective and a humanity and as a planet. But we have been so completely programmed and shut down and asleep to these concepts that we have believed for eons that patriarchal climbing the ladder is the way to get somewhere. And I mean, gosh, I think my own time period with my age, you know, breaking the glass ceiling for women. I mean, what a ridiculous concept we all believed in. And I mean, we tried so hard to compete with the men. We wore, God forbid, you know, outfits that looked male. We tried to do everything to compete and become. And we did a great job at it because almost every human walking around here is running on that male energy, regardless if we're male or female. We have forgotten the gift of the female God energy, which is compassion, empathy, cooperation, forgiveness, ease, and grace, and the absolute 100% moist feeling of earth, that deep, compassionate embodiment of Gaia and Mother Earth itself. It's the womb of life where we feel safe. And we're forever striving to find safe because we forgot that it's right here. And as we move into our latter years in life, my goal and my hope in doing this work is to share these ideas and these concepts so that when we do, if we are lucky enough, age into our latter years, we do it with ease and grace because eventually we will leave our meat body and we will leave planet and we will all die. And I am fortunate and blessed enough to do so much hospice work and play witness to how people die differently according to what they hold for beliefs. And I will tell you right now that those people that hold onto that 3D energy of that job and that ego and that paycheck and that 401k and that stuff do not have the same death experience as those that have allowed themselves the ease and grace to move into that full nurturing oneness and cooperation and empathy and compassion of all. It is distinctly two different death processes. Now, that said, that isn't 100% guarantee because we don't know how we're going to die. But we all will die and we all will leave the body. And regardless how that meat body has the death actual action happen, we all will be in that space and place after we leave the meat body where we're transitioning. This is where the work makes the difference. We transition back to source easier and fuller and faster when we've let go of all of that 3D ego. The solar plexus on the human body carries a version of our higher self because it's also our power center. It is designed to be the power center that understands that I co-create with my God source, whatever package of God you're running, I co-create, I coexist, I co-do with that God source and my meat body self. It is a cooperation in relationship of that, with that, for that, because of that, on behalf of that. But we don't get that because we think God is separate. So we make that, sadly, solar plexus an egoic version. And I'm either going to run my ego in a controller way or a victim way. And neither of those is really actually a balanced solar plexus. And when we die out of these meat bodies, we do oftentimes suffer the hardest in that solar plexus because this actually is designed to carry the heart of that God source in the meat form. And we're not taught that. And it's important for us to understand we can do this work all day, every day as we're going through life, starting as a child, all the way through adulthood, all the way through death. And we don't always die when we're old people, so we don't know, you know. And it's important for us to know when these meat and bone bodies are gone, that transition of ego is still going to be happening. And so it behooves us to do the work now. Even when we do the work now, it makes this transition in life easier from, you know, having a company, in this case with this client, to letting it go. There's fear involved in that. And my mission in teaching this stuff is to offer, there doesn't have to be fear. If you're doing the seeding for joy now, that seeding for joy gets to blossom and grow and draw you into that next phase of life. Therefore, change is not scary. So this is really, really important for us to understand all of this stuff if we choose to, because it makes not only our transition easier eventually, it makes our life easier now. So I hope that that makes some sense for you, no matter if it is a retirement thing, a relationship thing, a work thing, I'm, you know, moving out of my raising my children thing, no matter what, you know, getting out of college thing, I'm going into college thing. This same concept can go across the board, no matter what age you really technically are, because it's about change and it's about growing into the next phase of life. So regardless of where you're at with this, I hope you get something out of this for the day. And until we meet again, cosmic hugs.